Being joined by Hampton Dumont Cowboys wrestling coach Patrick Hansen, talking about the upcoming district meet at Clear Lake here on Saturday. But before we get to that, coach, you were named the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association 2A Central District Coach of the Year. Coach, congrats on taking home that award this year. Just tell me a little bit about that honor, what it means to be recognized as the best 2A coach in this entire portion of the state of Iowa.
I don't know about that. It's like a lot of it just has to do with our kids. I didn't make weight once all year, and I never had to wrestle a match. I just kind of organize it and show up on time, and they do all the work, and the parents do all the parenting, and all that stuff. So I kind of have an easy job. It's more recognition for them, it's great for our kids to get recognized anytime they can, and they're happy for the team we have and what we've been able to build here and create, and it's been a lot of fun to watch it grow.
You bet. And just one more thing to piggyback off that. Again, for you to be able to do it at your alma mater, I have to imagine that's kind of a special feeling as well to know that you're being recognized as a great leader of these young men at a place that I know you care about so much.
Hampton's in my blood. It always will be, no matter what. And it's been a lot of fun here, and just everybody, the people and everything, and all the parents throughout the years, and the kids throughout the years and stuff. It's been awesome. I just shared something on my Facebook yesterday. Like, our team now, and it was from 7 years ago. So they were, I think the old Tate Mailer was like a sixth grader or fifth grader. Those are now seniors, and a bunch of the kids weren't there because they weren't wrestling yet. But a lot of our lineup was there, and we wrestled in a dual tournament, beat Don Bosco and Waverly Shell Rock the same day. So like, there's little memories like that that we'll have forever. I mean, it didn't just happen this year. It's a long haul, about a 10-year, 12, 13-year run of working and building kids up. You don't just walk in and you're a state qualifier. You gotta put the groundwork in, and some kids start later than others, and just a little more work ahead of you. So like Colin Bird, he started in what, eighth grade, and look at him now. It's been a lot of fun.
All right, so when it comes to coming up this Saturday over at Clear Lake, you got a couple of returning state qualifiers, of course, with Taylor Mailer, Charlie Showalter kind of being able to lead the charge there. What kind of an edge does that give them, knowing that they know what it takes because they've gotten through before? I know we kind of talked about the same kind of thing with going into the conference meet, but certainly higher stakes this time around.
It's definitely something, to have been there before and to get through it. But it definitely helps with your seed too. Like Taylor and Charlie both got tough weights, man, and like that's where I'd like our tough weights at. If I'm looking at our team as a whole, if I could put three kids in the toughest brackets, I'd put Charlie, Taylor, and Colin, because they're the kids I have the most faith in. They come to work every day. They no nonsense, and they're gonna have some their work cut out for them. I think Mailer's got three kids in the top six at his weight. Colin Bird's got a returning state qualifier. Possibly one of the kids from Mailer's weight might go up. And then Charlie Showalter's got a kid's ranked number two from Decorah. We didn't get to wrestle him because he was hurt earlier this year, but Charlie's actually beat him when they were freshmen. But he's not ranked number two for no reason. So it'll be fun to watch. There'll be a lot of weights that are going to be fun to watch. And I know the team goal as a whole is to come away with the district title and see how many guys we can get through.
Yeah, and we talked about the returning state qualifiers. You'd mentioned Colin Bird as a key one as well. When it comes to some of the other guys that have kind of proven themselves this year and have proven to you that, hey, they got a real good shot, what does that look like for you guys? Who else are you kind of looking at that you think might have a real good shot here?
I think I was looking at it. I think we have 11 guys that are going to be seeded in the top three. So that means 11 guys got a legitimate opportunity. There's a few of the weights where there's some tough kids at where it's going to be hard to get there. But like Maddox Strother will be seeded third at 106, and he's got the kid from Clear Lake that's beat him twice. They've been good matches. But I mean, the kid seeded fourth or fifth could beat you too. So like 106 is a really tough weight. 120, we should be seated second. And the Forest City kid, we had a tough match with him Saturday. So Luke Showalter will have a tough one. But he's beat the kid twice already. He's got to go do it again. And then at 126, I think Isaac Vosburg should be seated third. He's put a nice little record together as a freshman, 15-10, and started out at 120, then decided he didn't want to cut weight anymore, went back up to 138, and now he's back down to 126 again. And I tell you what, that's made our team a heck of a lot better when he did that. Charlie Showalter should be seeded second at 32. Brody Struthers either gonna be two or three seed, depending on just how it works out. The kid from North Butler, Jackson Miller, I think he's pretty tough too. So that'll be a good match. I think 144, James Stevens will be seated third. Lost a close one to the kid from Four City, so he's got to beat that kid to get through. 50, I think we're seated second, which I didn't see that one coming. Kid quit from Clear Lake, the Detroit State qualifier, and I guess we just kind of walked right into it for Ryder, so good for him. And Mailer should be seated second at 57. Number one kid from Garner Hayfield Ventura is ahead of him. Bird should be the two seed at 65 or one. I don't know exactly who'll be at that weight. Sean Helscope should be third at 75. Tristan Mulford should be like fourth or fifth, I think, at 90. Brody Robertson should be like fourth or fifth. And at heavyweight, I think we should be fourth or fifth, somewhere around there. So, there's a lot of points out there for us. If you can get 12, 13 guys finishing the top three of an 18 district, that's gonna end up well for you points wise.
You bet. Can definitely tell you I did your research with all these
Yeah.
weight classes. So,
Well, it helps having a snow day this week too,
right.
so there's not a whole lot going on around the house, and I can only wrestle my dog so much, so
Yep.
I spend a lot of time on track wrestling.
Yeah. So, when it comes to getting prepared for this day, what are maybe some words of advice you might share with your wrestlers or a driving message, knowing that obviously there's a ton on the line. Your season kind of hangs in the balance, going into this day.
Yeah, I mean, everything before this doesn't really matter anymore, and we've had a good year. We've had a great year. We've had ups, we've had downs, like last Tuesday against Clear Lake, Clarion. I think that was a great eye opener for us. And like, it had to happen last year too. And I don't know why we feel like we need to do that. It's just kind of one of those days where you come out and lights are too bright and we just kind of, you just like, they look littler, like we look smaller, we don't have swagger. We don't have that. And then, to be able to come out and wrestle again on Saturday, the Taiki Duels, and win that helped a lot. So it just depends on what team of ours shows up. Like I tell the kids all the time, the only way that you're going to be upset about what happens is if you don't give 100%. If you go out, you give 100%, everything that you're capable of doing, and you put that all out on the mat, you're never going to hang your head low. And you're going to look back at it and be like, man, I gave it everything I had. And if you don't make it, you gave it everything. You can't give any more than that. So, and if you give everything you had, I like the chances with a lot of our kids. So, we've been having a heck of a week practicing. Obviously, couldn't get anything in today, but we've been getting after them. A lot of tough goes. A lot of our JV kids been coming in, pushing us. So then we're able to like have a varsity guy stay in there, and 30 seconds, there's a new guy coming in every time, and they got to fight a little harder. And it levels the playing field from the JV guy to the varsity guy. And so, I know some of them have been not so appreciative of those practices, but it'll be for the better good at the end of the week here.
All right, well, that's Hampton Dumont Cowboys wrestling coach Patrick Hansen. Appreciate the time today, and good luck here on Saturday.
All right, thanks a ton, John.